This episode of the LifeSpring Family Audio Bible is brought to you in part by Webb's Easy Bible Names Pronunciation Guide. If you're like most people, when you're reading the Bible and you get to one of those long names, you either skip it or stumble through it. And if you're reading out loud in some sort of a group setting, at church or Bible study or what have you, you really don't want to be embarrassed by mispronouncing the name. Well, now you don't have to worry about that. My book, Webb's Easy Bible Names Pronunciation Guide, will show you how to easily pronounce any name in the Bible, no matter what English translation you read from. I've developed an easy-to-understand way to see how each syllable is pronounced without using all those weird symbols you usually see in dictionaries and other reference books. Really, it is easy. And when you see how I've broken down each name, you'll be able to say any name you run across in your reading. The book is available at my website, easybiblenamesguide.com, as a download or as a hard copy. Check it out today at easybiblenamesguide.com. Thanks. Hey, welcome back to the new LifeSpring Family Audio Bible, episode 539. I'm Steve Webb, and I'm your host. If this is your first time here, I'm glad to meet you. And if you've been around for a while, if you're part of the LifeSpring family already, I'm so glad you're back. A lot of people say, I need to read the Bible more, but they just don't stick to it. Either it takes too much time, or it's too hard to read those hard names that we were talking about a minute ago, or life just gets in the way. Well, this is the podcast that helps you stay on track. On Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, we read the Old Testament, and on Tuesdays and Thursdays, we read the New Testament. Today, we're going to read Jeremiah 45 through 47 from the New Living Translation. Let's begin. Jeremiah chapter 45. The prophet Jeremiah gave a message to Baruch, son of Neriah, in the fourth year of the reign of Jehoiakim, son of Josiah, after Baruch had written down everything Jeremiah had dictated to him. He said, This is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says to you, Baruch. You have said, I am overwhelmed with trouble. Haven't I had enough pain already? And now the Lord has added more. I am worn out from sighing and can find no rest. Baruch, this is what the Lord says. I will destroy this nation that I built. I will uproot what I planted. Are you seeking great things for yourself? Don't do it. I will bring great disaster upon all these people. But I will give you your life as a reward wherever you go. I, the Lord, have spoken. Jeremiah chapter 46. The following messages were given to Jeremiah the prophet from the Lord concerning foreign nations. This message concerning Egypt was given in the fourth year of the reign of Jehoiakim, son of Josiah, the king of Judah, on the occasion of the Battle of Carchemish, when Pharaoh Necho, king of Egypt, and his army were defeated before the Euphrates River by King Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon. Prepare your shields and advance into battle. Harness the horses and mount the stallions. Take your positions. Put on your helmets. Sharpen your spears and prepare your armor. But what do I see? The Egyptian army flees in terror. The bravest of its fighting men run without a backward glance. They are terrorized at every turn, says the Lord. The swiftest runners cannot flee. The mightiest warriors cannot escape. By the Euphrates River to the north, they stumble and fall. Who is this rising like the Nile at flood time, overflowing all the land? It is the Egyptian army overflowing all the land, boasting that it will cover the earth like a flood, destroying cities and their people. Charge, you horses and chariots! Attack, you mighty warriors of Egypt! Come, all you allies from Ethiopia, Libya, and Lydia, who are skilled with the shield and bow. For this is the day of the Lord of heaven's armies, a day of vengeance on his enemies. The sword will devour until it is satisfied, yes, until it is drunk with your blood. The Lord of heaven's armies, will receive a sacrifice today in the north country beside the Euphrates River. Go up to Gilead to get medicine, O virgin daughter of Egypt. But your many treatments will bring you no healing. The nations have heard of your shame. The earth is filled with your cries of despair. Your mightiest warriors will run into each other and fall down together. Then the Lord gave the prophet Jeremiah this message about King Nebuchadnezzar's plans to attack Egypt. Shout it out in Egypt. Publish it in the cities of Migdol, Memphis, and Tapanes. Mobilize for battle, for the sword will devour everyone around you. Why have your warriors fallen? They cannot stand, for the Lord has knocked them down. They stumble and fall over each other, and say among themselves, Come, let's go back to our people, to the land of our birth. Let's get away from the sword of the enemy. There they will say, Pharaoh, the king of Egypt, is a loudmouth who missed his opportunity. As surely as I live, says the king, whose name is the Lord of heaven's armies, one is coming against Egypt who is as tall as Mount Tabor or as Mount Carmel by the sea. Pack up, get ready to leave for exile, you citizens of Egypt. The city of Memphis will be destroyed without a single inhabitant. Egypt is as sleek as a beautiful heifer, but a horsefly from the north is on its way. Egypt's mercenaries have become like fattened calves. They too will turn and run, for it is a day of great disaster for Egypt, a time of great punishment. Egypt flees, silent as a serpent gliding away. The invading army marches in. They come against her with axes like woodsmen. They will cut down her people like trees, says the Lord, for they are more numerous than locusts. Egypt will be humiliated. She will be handed over to people from the north. The Lord of heaven's armies, the God of Israel, says, I will punish Ammon, the god of Thebes, and all the other gods of Egypt. I will punish its rulers and Pharaoh too, and all who trust in him. I will hand them over to those who want them killed, to King Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon and his army. But afterward the land will recover from the ravages of war. I, the Lord, have spoken. But do not be afraid, Jacob, my servant. Do not be dismayed, Israel. For I will bring you home again from distant lands, and your children will return from their exile. Israel will return to a life of peace and quiet, and no one will terrorize them. Do not be afraid, Jacob, my servant, for I am with you, says the Lord. I will completely destroy the nations to which I have exiled you, but I will not completely destroy you. I will discipline you, but with justice. I cannot let you go unpunished. Jeremiah chapter 47. This is the Lord's message to the prophet Jeremiah concerning the Philistines of Gaza, before it was captured by the Egyptian army. This is what the Lord says. A flood is coming from the north to overflow the land. It will destroy the land and everything in it, cities and people alike. People will scream in terror, and everyone in the land will wail. Hear the clatter of stallions' hooves and the rumble of wheels as the chariots rush by. Terrified fathers run madly, without a backward glance at their helpless children. The time has come for the Philistines to be destroyed, along with their allies from Tyre and Sidon. Yes, the Lord is destroying the remnant of the Philistines, those colonists from the land of Crete. Gaza will be humiliated, its head shaved bald. Ashkelon will lie silent. You remnant from the Mediterranean coast, how long will you cut yourselves in mourning? Now, O sword of the Lord, when will you be at rest again? Go back into your sheath, rest and be still. But how can it be still when the Lord has sent it on a mission? For the city of Ashkelon and the people living along the sea must be destroyed. We'll get to my comments on the reading in just a moment, but first I want to give a special thanks to my friendly editor for his ongoing monthly gifts. His September donation just came in today, and I have to tell you, it really does help. You can help support the show too. Find out how at support.lifespringmedia.com. Any amount will help, and you can make a one-time donation, or I've made it easy to do monthly gifts as well at support.lifespringmedia.com. I invite you to check it out. Thanks. May God bless the reading of His Word. Don't you sometimes wonder why God allows evil people to continue doing their junk for so long? Doesn't it sometimes seem like God isn't even paying attention to what's going on? Well, of course He's paying attention, and yes, He will bring justice. But as we've seen as we've been reading through Jeremiah, God sometimes uses bad people to do His will. Now please, do not misunderstand me. I'm not saying that God always causes evil people to do the things they do. Far from it. Most of the time, evil people do evil because they're evil. But sometimes, God brings punishment on those He loves through evil people. to bring those he loves back into a relationship with himself. We've seen that God used Nebuchadnezzar to do that with his chosen people in Jeremiah, haven't we? It's important to remember that God always brings judgment to evil people. They do not get a free pass, ever. In our reading today in chapter 46, we heard about the judgment that God had planned for Egypt. He was going to use the evil king Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon, this time, to bring Egypt down. And in chapter 47, we read how the Philistines, who had been such a persistent thorn in the side to Israel, would be defeated at a time where they were soft and weak because they'd not been at war for some time. Nations and people can never escape the notice of God. He sees all the cruelty and injustice that man brings against man. He hears the cry of the innocents and of the victims. And the day is coming when he will bring judgment to those who do wrong, perhaps in their own lifetime, perhaps when they stand before him, but they will certainly know God's judgment. As always, I'd like to hear your thoughts. Email me at steve@lifespringmedia.com. Hey, remember to go to easybiblenamesguide.com to check out Webb's Easy Bible Names Pronunciation Guide. Saying those long names really does not have to be difficult. Thanks for being here today. I'll see you tomorrow. Until then, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Bye.